This story of Tauba is taken from Lessons from Kerbala, from Asr 313, and available to you from the Truth Seekers Library, a Truth Seekers Foundation initiative. What is considered by Tauba? It can be explained in several parts. Tauba, or repentance, is one of the greatest blessings of the Most Merciful Lord. It is one of the doors which He has always kept open for us. If it had been closed, no one would have ever attained salvation, because of the human inclination towards evil. The kind and wise Lord ordained Tauba, or repentance, to be a cure for the diseases of the soul, and a means of purifying indecent deeds. Tauba can wash away man's sins, so that he can obtain eternal salvation. Let's hear something about Tauba in Karbala. When Umar bin Saad began to advance towards Karbala, Hurin Yazid asked him, "May God make you prosperous. Will you truly fight this man, Imam Hussein?" He replied, "Yes, by God. I will battle in which heads shall fall, and hands severed." Hur bin Yazid said, "Are you not inclined to accept one of Hussein's proposals?" Umar said, "By God, if it were left to me, I would be. But your governor has rejected that option." Hur distanced himself from the people, and went next to a member of his tribe, by the name of Kurah bin Kays. He asked, "Kurah, have you already given water to your horse today?" He replied in the negative. Hur asked, "Do you want to give it water?" Kurah reported later, "I suspected, by God, that Hur wanted to flee the battleground, but did not want me to see him do that, fearing my objection. Thus, I said, I have not yet watered it, let me provide it with water." Then, I withdrew from him. By God, if he had informed me of his true intention, I would have joined him to Hussein. Hur bin Yazid began to advance gradually toward Hussein. A member of his tribe, Muhajj bin Aus, asked him, "What do you intend to do, Hur? Do you wish to attack?" He kept quiet and shuddered. Muhajj continued, "O Hur, by God, your conduct arouses suspicion. By God, I have never seen you behave like this. If I were asked to identify the most courageous person in Kufa, I could not neglect mentioning your name. So, what of the nervousness I see in you today?" Hur replied, "By God, I have offered my soul, a choice between heaven and hell. By God, I will not give priority to anything in relation to heaven, even if it entails that I be cut to pieces and burnt." He whipped his horse, and came next to Hussein, peace be upon him. He said, "May God accept my sacrifice to safeguard your life, son of the Messenger of God. I was the one who prevented you from returning. I monitored your movements on the road, and forced you to halt at this place. By God, the one, who has no other, I never imagined that the people would reject your proposals, and come to this state of affairs. I justified my behavior by saying to myself, that I was justified to obey these people on some issues, for perhaps, they will not consider me disobedient, and they will accept one of your proposals. By God, if I had thought that they might reject your proposals, I would not have joined them against you. I have come to seek repentance from my Lord for what I have done, and offer my life before you in expiation. Would you accept that as my repentance?" Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, replied, "Yes. May God accept your repentance and forgive you." "What is your name?" he replied. "I am Hur bin Yazid." Hussein said, "You are a free man, just as your mother named you. God willing, you are free in this life, and in the hereafter." "Come down," Hur said, "I will be a better horseman for you than a foot soldier. I will fight them on my horse, and will dismount only at the end of my life." Hussein said, "Do what you think is best." Hur went forth to address his followers. "People, will you not accept one of the proposals presented by Hussein? Through it, God may offer you a way to avoid war and conflict with him." They replied, "The person in authority here is Umar bin Saad, so speak to him." Hur spoke to him in similar fashion, and Umar replied, "I am eager to find a way out, if I could." Hur continued his address, "O people of Kufa, may your mothers be deprived of you. You invited him, and when he came to you, you betrayed him. You had resolved to lay down your lives for him, and now you confront him with the intent to kill. You have grasped his life by the throat, and have surrounded him from all directions. You prevent him from returning to another place, where he can find safety for himself and his family. He has come into your hands like a prisoner, who can produce no benefit for himself, or repel harm. You deny him, his womenfolk, his children and his followers, the waters of the river Euphrates, which the Jews, Christians and Magians come to for drink. Even the pigs and dogs roll in the river Euphrates. They may die from the severity of thirst. How evil has been your treatment to the progeny of Muhammad, peace be upon him. May God deny you water on the day of resurrection if you do not repent, and end what you scheme to do on this day and this hour. Some opponents threw arrows at him. He went in front of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and shielded him. So, how can we practice Tawbah? At home. We all make mistakes at times. Sometimes we misbehave with our parents, lie about a test, or even do something we weren't allowed to do. The important thing is that we do Tawbah for our mistakes. The first thing that we should do is apologize to the person whom we have wronged. Be it our father, mother or any of our siblings. The next thing to do is to pray for forgiveness from Allah. It is very important to ensure that the repentance is sincere. We should genuinely intend never to commit that sin ever again. At school. There are many times in school when we get in a fight with another person. On several such occasions, we may say that it is not our fault. But deep down inside, we know that we also made a mistake. Instead of just trying to push away our guilty conscience, we should face it. The first thing to do is to apologize for what we had done wrong. Then we need to repent sincerely to Allah for our mistake. After all this, we should make a commitment to ourselves to do our best to never repeat our wrongdoing. At public places. When we do something wrong, especially in front of a lot of people, it is often very difficult to own up. But it is important that if we are at fault, we should always be eager to apologize. We should have the courage to ask for forgiveness. After saying sorry to the person whom we have wronged, we should repent in our prayers. We should do Tawbah to Allah for committing the sin. Intention of feeling sad about our sin and commitment to not repeat it are the key elements of sincere repentance. This is the end of the story, Tawbah.